go, Greg. Let's do it. This is our first quick fix.
Yeah.
The War on Drugs bonus content. So this is our first one. And I mean, it's only right. Our first one is with somebody who's responsible for this whole War on Drugs podcast, Mr. Jason Flom.
Yeah. The Godfather.
Come on, man. The Podfather.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, Jason, I mean, you know him, but you may not, because Jason has pretty much done everything. Yeah. You know, he's host and founder of the Wrongful Conviction podcast, which was absolutely amazing. I strongly recommend you all take a listen to that as well after you're done listening to ours and subscribing to ours on all where you ever get your podcast from. He's a music executive. He signed a couple people you might have heard of, you know, Lord, Katy Perry. Shout out Teenage Dream, just an absolute banger of a song. And then Greta Van Fleet, if you're interested there as well. And he's also spent 30 years focused on U.S. drug policy and criminal justice reform. You know, he dedicates his time, energy, and like sweat to this issue, and just couldn't be happier to be associated with him and him, you know, a part of this production.
Absolutely.
Excited for y'all to listen to it.
Hey, and let's get into it.
We have a take your boss to work day.
Yeah.
Jason Flom in studio.
Yes.
Head honcho.
Oh, hey, geez. I didn't even know it was like that.
Oh, yeah.
It was going to be like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, yes, sir. I no, am. Sir.
Yeah. Yeah. So glad to have you.
This is how it's going to be. Okay, let's go then.
So, Jason, when we first started kind of chatting about, you know, I did a guest appearance on your Junk Science Wrongful Conviction podcast talking about drug test kits, these $2 kits that they cops have on the side of the road. Long story short, a $2 test kit's not the most reliable thing. Things like chocolate, rock salt, everyday household items just actually turn for drugs. And you have these horrible cases of this woman in Houston that was, you know, spent 20 days in prison, and it turned out to not be that. So we started chatting, is there more that we can do from a podcast standpoint to kind of like reopen on this war on drugs? And I go, yeah, Jason, I think the war on drugs is the, you know, the biggest wrongful conviction that we have just from a systemic standpoint in the United States. And I don't care if you don't have to be arrested and in prison to be impacted by the drug war, have a loved one or a victim.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a disaster on every level. I mean, aside from the individual human tragedy, the people who were, you know, who are languishing in prison right now in this country, and I'm talking maybe a million of them, right? Mm-hmm. And that's not hyperbole, for drugs. And it extends out, of course, to destabilizing foreign governments, to wasting over $1 trillion now on the war on drugs.
Yeah,
that blows my mind.
Yeah,
every like, time.
I mean, that's a lowball estimate.
Dollars.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, that's a lowball estimate, but that's a big number. I mean, that's a number. That's an unfathomable number, right?
To spend $1 trillion on something and not get rid of it.
It's gotten worse. Yeah, makes it worse.
A trillion is like 1,000 billion, right? Let's just get that straight. It's like I mean, that's a
number. And the problem's still here.
It's the same.
I will get rid of whatever the fuck you want. For $1 trillion.
Yeah.
If it's all the mosquitoes, I will single-handedly slap the shit out of each one of them for $1 trillion. So it's got to show that it's not working.
And by the way, and during this incredible failed social policy disaster experiment, whatever you want to call it, prices of drugs generally went down, right?
Yeah.
And usage went up. And then you look at countries like Portugal, right? Where in 2000, they decriminalized all drugs. And lo and behold, the problems that ensued, well, there weren't any, right? The fact is that drug use went down, overdoses went down, trips to rehab went up, crime went down. And I'm not talking about it just went down. It went down relative to other European countries, other small European countries. Every social scientist that studied this, you know, concluded that it was a wild success. And that's true wherever you go. If we decriminalize the benefits to society, or legalize, I should say, is even better. But, you know, the benefits to society are going to be amazing.
No, I think it may not be a failure. It's a failure in what it's designed to do, or what they say it's designed to do. But what it's actually doing as far as incarcerating people and keeping people incarcerated and sucking money out of communities is doing exactly that.
Right. Well, Jason, I think our time's up. This has been awesome. It's been awesome actually being able to sit down with you, and you're the one that's making it happen. And so, you've been fighting this fight for a very long, long time. And so, you know, hopefully this will bring a little bit more awareness. And so thanks for giving us the platform. And, you know, Clayton
really
and I guess we'll welcome you back anytime. Just talk to Mike and we'll decide.
Yeah,
we'll
man,
see.
You can come back.
Yeah.
You guys are so sweet. It's just, I'm going to melt into a puddle of happy tears over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm Clayton English.
And I'm Greg Glad, and this has been a war on... Oh, shit.
Go ahead. No, we almost said it at the same time.
I know.
We was on it. You shouldn't have stopped. Yeah. You shouldn't have stopped. No.
I know, we should have kept going.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.